True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Loaded Hump Day Edition here on Sean and RJ. College Kegger with the new rankings coming up at 7 o'clock after the opening college football weekend. We got coaches bickering back and forth as well. And then the show of Wales really shows up today. Mike Tirico with the call of the opener tomorrow night in Philly at 7:20. The debut of the Brian Schottenheimer show at 8:20. Nick Eatman at 9. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9:20 from Arizona.
It's a big day. And Tirico is always one of my favorite guests that we get on here. He's always so good. We could ask him about horse racing if we wanted. We could probably hit him with like water polo questions. Yeah. He's going to have an answer.
The agent finally speaks publicly. David Mulugeta, number one on Forbes. Micah Parsons, of course, you know the name by now. Jerry Jones, I think, even knows the name by now. He went on First Take with Stephen A. Smith and answered all the questions. What happened during that fateful March Micah meeting?
As far as Micah's concerned, he was out of the country. He got a call from Jerry's assistant and was asked to come in to meet about leadership. So when he got back from his vacation, he came in and he gave them a call, told him he was back. He was ready to meet. At some point during that meeting that was represented to him about was going to be about leadership, it turned into contract talk. And, if you're a 25-year-old football player and your boss, who happens to be the most powerful person in the NFL, starts talking about contracts, it's hard for you to end that conversation. So they had a conversation. Micah nodded his head out of respect. Obviously, there's a power dynamic that's a little different there. One guy is the owner of the team and the GM. And the other one is Micah Parsons, a young 25-year-old football player. So I'm not sure if there was a miscommunication there by the time Micah walked out, but at no point did Micah believe that he was negotiating a contract.
This is going to go down as an all-time Dallas Cowboy mystery, just like who started the Herschel trade. They're going to fight. They're going to fight about this to the end of time, whether Micah called Jerry to say, I want to come in and talk contract, or Jerry tricked him into getting in that room.
It will take on a life of its own as we get further away from it. And the Cowboys, it appears the Cowboys' stance is going to be Micah initiated this. Like that's what their stance is going to be from here on out. And that's the narrative they're going to try to push. It just matters of whether or not you believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, not just that. Their narrative is going to be Micah initiated this and Micah followed up. And David's saying it's completely different. David's saying, no, they reached out to him to talk about something that wasn't even related to contract, then tried to nail him down to something. It's two completely different representations of how it happened. So it really has become he said, she said, we have no evidence. I don't think any evidence is going to come out. You literally are just having to figure out who's being upfront about this.
The secretary is the smoking gun of evidence. Peyton, next time you speak with her, when we have Jerry on next week, you got to ask, hey, who called who? Who initiated? She's the star witness.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We're really in a pickle. Nobody believes a word agents say.
Right.
Ever. They're lawyers. They're dirty. Nobody also really believes a word billionaire organizations say either.
Right.
So
again,
you're picking between devils.
If you had to pick, who would you side with?
In terms of who do I think is
did Jerry lure accurate? Him in with a leadership discussion, or did Micah say, I want to come in and negotiate?
I'm guessing, what's the line of three sides to every story where it's like, his side, her side, and the truth or whatever. Like, I'm guessing it's probably some blend of, there was a call that was like, hey, we need to talk about leadership. And then Micah going in there, and then Micah probably coming back around and going like, we already talked about this. Let me come back with these things. I'm guessing it was something that basically we're getting the facts that we've gotten. I would guess some of them are true over here, some of them true over here. And then in the middle, we get the confusion.
Yeah, because Jerry's oddly dug in on this. Like, very dug in.
Like he's lied to.
Yeah, so, like, from that standpoint, like, I kind of believe him a little bit just because he's so dug in. If he wasn't so dug in, I'd be like, all right, you're just.
I mean, one of the things David has talked about, not yesterday with First Take, I don't think. I didn't hear him mention this. But I know one of the things that David's talked about this is if Jerry is, like Jerry's perspective is right, he's like, I would be upset too. Like, Jerry's understanding of it, if he thought that's what it was, and this is what, then I would be upset too if I was in Jerry's position, but that's not the way it went. This all comes down to Jerry misunderstanding, and I'm saying this is what David would say. This all comes down to Jerry misunderstanding what that meeting was supposed to be.
Now, that I could buy, that Jerry misinterpreted what everything is. I could buy that.
David, why didn't the Cowboys just deal with you directly?
We didn't understand why they wouldn't talk to his agent, since I would say probably 99% of the contracts that are done across the NFL are done with player representation. This day and age, contracts have gotten to a point where they're so, convoluted. There's a lot that goes into them, from guarantee structure to APY to signing bonuses to cash flow. So to expect somebody like Micah Parsons to be one of the best defenders in the NFL and also a great lawyer when it comes to contracts, I think it's a bit unfair. You know, his job is to go out there and chase quarterbacks, and our job is to go out there and chase commas for him. So, I'm not sure exactly why it went this way, but, we were always prepared and open to negotiate a contract with the Jones family.
He also said, we've reached out to Adam Pacifica, the cap guy. We reached out to Stephen Jones. Jerry felt he had reached agreement. So that was the beginning and the end of it. Did Micah really want out?
I think the most important thing is that Micah wanted to be a Cowboy, right? He grew up cheering for the Cowboys, wore the blue and white at Penn State, wore it in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. He wanted to be a Cowboy. We did everything we could for him to remain a Cowboy. We reached out, and like you said, I don't really do these interviews. We try to keep the negotiations out of the media. But in this case, so much information has been put out there that we wanted to just address a couple of things. But as far as Michael is concerned, he wanted to be a Cowboy. We did everything we could. And sometimes you got to be a little careful with what you read in the media as far as what was offered to Micah, the guarantees that were offered, the APY that was offered. There's so much that goes into an NFL contract. If you look at many of these contracts that the Cowboys have done over the past few years and the recent ones, the guarantees don't stretch much further than the first new year. If you look at Micah's current deal, he has guarantees into, 4 years from now. So, again, there are certain things that have been put out in the media to make it look as though Micah turned down a fair or a great deal, but that's simply not the case.
Bobby, elaborate on what he's talking about and what did you and David Mulligetta discuss yesterday?
Yeah, I think that mainly what he's talking about there when he says where the guarantee is structured and how this breaks down. So the idea is, if you've got a contract, if somebody's offering you a contract extension and it's 5 years long, and it's reported as it's 5 years and it's $202.5 million, and there's $130 million of it that's guaranteed or something like that, what you're looking at then is the first 4 years could be where the guarantees fall down, and that could be all $130 million right there. And if that's the case, then you're talking about a deal that's basically 32 and a half. I'm not saying these were the exact numbers, but as an example, it's 32 and a half. And then it's a $70 million season on the back end that's not guaranteed, that they will either cut if they don't want to hang around, or they will negotiate a new deal at that point and change his contract number. That's why they'll put void years on the back years too, is because if they can't come to an agreement and there's non-guaranteed money there, but they want to keep the...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A player, then they can just go, all right, well, we're converting that into a signing bonus and we're shifting money into future years now so that we don't have to have that number there. So it's all an accounting trick. It's a game that everybody plays. But I think the sense I got talking to David yesterday was that the Dallas and Green Bay numbers, even though they weren't close in average per year and there were all these little things, like, he didn't need the Green Bay deal to stay here. He just needed them to negotiate the way that the rules basically dictate you do. If they did that, and I don't mean David needed that. I'm saying Micah needed that. Yeah. Micah wanted it done a certain way, as he had communicated to David. And I think Micah, for him, it was, again, it's the structure. When David's talking about the first year, it's basically the Bland deal we talked about yesterday. Bland's deal, he's on his final year of his deal right now, his rookie deal. He's got the first year of the extension next year. There's no guaranteed money, no totally guaranteed money after that first extension year. None. He's got one more year that he could earn if they keep him on the roster. But if they choose to cut him in the spring, Deron Bland gets none of that other extra money. And he's essentially a corner who played for 2 years and $36 million.
So the real importance seems to be the first 3 years of these deals.
First three-year cash flow is the thing that's most important a lot of times to agents in terms of figuring out how much a deal is. And Micah's deal with the Packers is the first 3 years is three for 124. So, I mean, he's basically, he's a $41.3 million player the next 3 years. And that's how they try and stagger these things and figure out what works.
What would the first three with the Cowboys have been?
The Cowboys have not publicly said what theirs would have been. But for instance, somebody like Bland, whose deal is looks like $25 million or whatever it is, Bland's deal the first 3 years is $16 million a season. It's $8 million less than what it's reported as is the annual value.
Mulugeta said the offer was 40.5 APY, would not be the highest contract. He was asked, did you get the highest non-quarterback guaranteed money? He said it would not be the highest in the first 3 years. Okay, so he's talking about the first 3 years. Then he said, we wanted four. They offered five. That was a holdup. And then the Packers gave us that $3 million difference in the designation between linebacker and defensive end. So the Packers are like, we'll make it up for you. We'll throw in an extra $3 million. So that's David Mulugeta yesterday on First Take. He said, we were open after Micah's third season of doing business. They said they had to get Dak and Lamb done. We said, fine, we understand. Dak's the leader. We asked again after Micah's fourth season. They said, we'll let you know. They never reached out to Mulugeta. Did you tell Jerry to stick it up his ass?
Yeah.
He said, I did not say that. I've never uttered that phrase. But I did say, you think you're just sending this over to me to be stamped? You've already done all the homework? Don't bother sending it. He did tell Jerry and the Cowboys that.
What's your point?
I think it was self-explanatory. Mr. Jones said it was never personal for Micah or himself. Yeah, right. The back's doing much better.
Oh.
He's been on Cowboy anti-inflammatories for a week, and Micah would not have sat. The Cowboys were never told. that Micah was going to sit out games. I don't know whether
I believe the Cowboys were not told that.
Right.
But I mean, I also believe it's just because the Cowboys weren't communicating with that side at all.
Yes.
But so I
they wanted that threat to linger.
Yeah. I believe the Cowboys weren't told that. I don't know if I totally believe that, like, Micah wouldn't have considered it, yeah. But like I definitely believe they did not tell the Cowboys he was going to sit out.
What about for George Pickens? A lot of Tolos are worried about that. And Mulligetta said, look, it's business, not personal. It will not affect. Jerry said the same thing as well. It's like they're going to have this amnesia and just move on to the next player. Totally new relationship and discussion. I think Mulligetta will tell George, don't go into that office.
Right. Probably. Yeah. Now,
and I don't think George will. I don't think George will go in the office.
Now, David's not his agent, right? It's just the same company. It's
no, his David's his agent.
But it's his partner that handles him.
Nope.
That's what I read yesterday. It was his partner. Okay.
Andre Odom is somebody who works with David on a lot of deals. Andre Odom works with him on Micah. But no, David's involved in George Pickens.
Look, man, I mean, you could say he wanted to be a Cowboy. If he wanted to be a Cowboy, he'd have been a Cowboy. It's like if you really want to stay with your wife, she wants you to go to therapy, you don't want to go to therapy, well, then you don't really want to stay with her.
Although there reaches a point where when they call back and say, hey, let's salvage this, and then Jerry goes, no, we're trading you, or you can play. So you can play on the fifth-year option, and you can trade in the spring.
Or take the original deal, which even I don't even know.
No, they didn't even offer that.
Yeah, offered at that point.
But yeah, they said at that point it was, we're trading him, or you can play on the fifth-year option, and we trade him in the spring. But those are the options.
So that's the explanation from the other side. On your home of America's team, we got the real action kicking off tomorrow, pregame, play-by-play, with Brad Sham, Babe Laufenberg, and the post game all year long on DFW Sports Station. Why is RJ Choppy getting in the middle of this Dallas Mavericks baby mama drama? That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.